Welcome to Come All Ye. 2 hours of folk music coming your way right now on 2MCE. My name's Bruce Cameron, and I hope you can stick around and enjoy the music. This is a group called Fat Dog.
From slumber, ring out mournful dirges, ringing tales of the wonder. Raise your tents, raise your voices, sing the old songs of you. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open up the doors and wake the sleeping people. Ding dong bells, ring your changes, ring the old world.
That's a song composed and sung by Richard Burgess called Ring the Changes. Very interesting band, this one. As I said, Fat Dog. The group was born one night on the Swedish Kösta Islands in the summer of 2011. Jazz trio Fattigfolket and folk trio Doggerland, get it? Fat Dog, were playing at the same festival and decided to end the evening by performing together. And the result, it prompted them to form a band. Members from Sweden, Norway and England, based on both sides of the Swedish-Norwegian border. So they cross boundaries every time they meet, both literally and musically. I do hope they're still together. This album was released in 2014, so who knows. It's called New Found Land, and it's really rather good.
¶¶
There you go. You won't hear music like that very often. That was a group called Garfowl, G-A-R-E-F-O-W-L, Garfowl. A song called, well, it was a piece of Puerteburl mouth music, I guess. And Garfowl is a project rather than a performing group. It's a sort of a collective, a group or a collective. And they presented immersive interpretations of St Kildan songs sourced from archive recordings. St Kilda, of course, a lump of rock, about 80 kilometres west of the Outer Hebrides, Scotland. And nobody lives there anymore. The few remaining people were evacuated in 1930 because life out there was just all too difficult. Garfowl itself is the name of the Great Auk. Well, they were called Garfowl on St Kilda, but they haven't been there for a long time. They were killed about 200 years ago, the last ones anyway. So there you go, some immersive interpretations of St Kilda song sourced from archive recordings. Interesting. Before that, we heard Tralee Jail by the group Skipper's Alley and the album The Owl Phip. They're from Dublin. You're listening to Come All Ye. Glad you are. Makes it all worthwhile. This is a group of ne'er-do-wells from Canberra, proving the point that the public service is more than just pen pushers. These are the Shiny Bum Singers. Shiny bums, of course, because they spend all day sitting down as public servants. That's the rumour.
Red, and then suddenly up comes the law.
Oh, shit.
Glaring and set in the jaw. A parking inspector is booking my Vectra, so out with the pad, book 'em all.
Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da.
Book 'em near, book 'em far. The lorry, the ute, or the car. A parking inspector is booking my Vectra, so out with the padlock 'em all.
Yes, that was recorded at a National Folk Festival. National Folk Festivals are usually held every Easter in Canberra, except when there's a pandemic happening. They're not then. Here's Martin Carthy. And I think I'll play another English folk singer straight after him, Bert Lloyd, A.L. Lloyd. This is Martin Carthy with Handsome Polly O, then Bert Lloyd, A.L. Lloyd, A Jug of Punch.
Of a regiment of soldiers come to Mow Hill. Of a regiment of soldiers come to Mow Hill. Man, the captain on parade, he fell in love with the lady's maid. Hadn't the name that she was called was Handsome Polly. Oh, will you list in the army, Handsome Polly? Oh, will you list in the army, Handsome Polly? Oh. Ah, you'll get a horse to ride, and your rifle by your side, and a whole band of music going for ye. Oh, didn't I give you your answer long, long ago? Didn't I give you your answer long, long ago? That I didn't intend to roam into any foreign shore, nor to marry a poor soldier in the army. Oh. Now when she come in presence of her captain, oh, and she come in presence of the captain, oh, ah, she made him there to stand with his cap and gun in hand, and she loved him to scorn to his soldiers. Oh, the regiment got their out into Ivy. Oh, the regiment got their out into Ivy. Oh. And the captain, he fell sick, and he died all in a week, and it was all for the love of handsome Polly, oh. And all for the love of handsome Polly, oh. Ah, the captain, he fell sick, and he died all in a week, and it was all for the love of handsome Polly, oh. The soldiers went to mourn for the captain, oh. The soldiers went to mourn for the captain, oh. For if Polly wouldn't do, they would get another view, for there were four better girls out in Ivy, oh.
As I was sitting with me glass and spoon one summer evening in the month of June, the small bird sat on an ivy bun, and the song they sung was the jug of punch. The small bird sat on an ivy bun, and the song they sang was the jug of punch. What more devotion could a man require than to settle down by the alehouse fire, with a fine red pip into crack and crunch, and on the table a jug of punch, with a fine red pip into crack and crunch, and on the table a jug of punch. Let the doctors come with all their arts, they'll make no impression upon my heart. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch. Even the cripple forgets his hunch when he's snug outside of a jug of punch. If I drink too much, well, me money's me own, and them as don't like it can leave me alone. But I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome wherever I go. But I'll tune me fiddle and I'll rosin me bow, and I'll be welcome. And if I get drunk, well, that's nothing to you. Oh, me jug of punch, and me jug of punch. This song I'm singing is the jug of punch. Oh, me jug of punch, and me jug of punch. This song I'm singing is the jug of punch.
Bert Lloyd and the Jug of Punch, and before that, the formidable talents of Martin Carty and Handsome Pollio, two very idiosyncratic voices in the world of English folk music, those two gentlemen, both very important contributors to the folk tradition. You're listening to Come All Ye.
Thank you.
This is the Battlefield Band, another track from them.
Yet for all my good kai, the laddie wouldn't hate me.
My daddy's a downer all the dyke, my mother can garden span, and I'm a fine fit county lass, the siller comes clinking in,
the siller comes clinking in, and it's too grand to see.
50 times I've wondered now, what ails the lads at me?
50 times I've wondered now, what ails the lads at me?
Whenever our old dog does bark, that's who the door I ran to see, and Donny Brighton's sparkle light and venture in.
But sick a laughter yet has come, the morning and evening is by.
Far then the hoose I rin, a way full white am I.
Far then the hoose I rin, a way full white am I. New goons a hay, another 70 mac, but yet for all the goons a hay, the laddies don't want to crack. When I was first at my prayers, I prayed but once a year. I prayed for a handsome young man, a lad with muckle gear. I prayed for a handsome young man, a lad with muckle gear.
But now when I'm at my prayers, I pray both night and day. And if a begging man would come, with him I would surely gain. There's no one here to woo.
In spite of all my bravos, there's no one here to woo.
Seven Braw Goons, sung there by Jenny Clark, who recorded, I think, only the one album with Battlefield Band. Before the song, we heard some very fine tunes. We heard Miss Drummond of Perth, Fiddler's Joy, a traditional reel with no name, and The Shetland Fiddler from a sort of double re-release CD called Stand Easy and Preview, Battlefield Band from Scotland. Now, time to introduce you to the featured album. Yes, we have one, and it comes from France. More specifically, it comes from the southwest of France, but not as far down as Basque country, sort of next door. Dax. Go and look at your map, and you'll see, where are we? Like, probably Bayonne on the coast, across not as far as Pau, a little north up to Dax. Anyway, we will hear a group called Le Goyat de l'Adou, which is the young people of the Adour. Goyat, in the local dialect, means playful young lad. So this mob is a Lod group from the town of Dax. You'll find that on your map easily enough, D-A-X. The group was founded in 1965. It's been going ever since. Not that they're all playful young lads still, but they have one rather distinctive feature, as some of the dancers do. They dance on stilts, about 10 to 15 out of the two or three dozen dancers on stilts. These keen young people endeavour to revive their area's traditions and folklore. They performed locally and abroad, and it'd be quite stunning to see the stilts in action. The group's repertoire consists of love dances on stilts, good luck with that, impression dances, enumerative dances, and acrobatic dances. Yes, that's more like it, acrobatic. 30 dances make up their repertoire, including traditional rondo and various forms. So we'll hear bits and pieces. There's a very steady tempo to some of this stuff. The polkas in particular can get very dare I say, repetitive, but I think you'll get the idea that it's very clever stuff. The variety of the Goyats show stems from the highly diversified ways of life in their region. To the north lie the Petite Londe, which means small moors, and the Grande Londe, or Big Moor. Then by the ocean, the Bourne country, with its scattered pignanas, their pine forests. And in the centre, there's a big, flat, empty region of marshland where flocks of sheep used to graze. So this all that serves to tell you why they bother with stilts. During the 17th century, this vast bare land was developed for agriculture and herding, and the herders walked on stilts, partly so they could stay comparatively dry and partly so they could find the sheep. Right, enough of that. Let's hear a little bit of folk music from southwest France, featured album today by the group Le Goyat de l'Adou. We'll start with a polka de Pissos. First track we'll hear from the featured album today. The album is called Folk Music from Southwest France, and that's what it is, from the region called the Adour. Yes, the young people of the Adour, A-D-O-U or A-D-O-U-R. And that was Polka de Pissos, named after a small town in the Grande Londe, in the middle of the Londe forest. So we'll hear more from them in just a little while. Next, a track from Lee Stripling. The late Lee Stripling, who passed away in 2009, was a fiddle player from Seattle. I think he lived in Seattle. That's where I was fortunate enough to meet him. And a track from an album called Hogs Picking Up Acorns, which is not a bad tune. We'll hear not that tune, but the Wednesday Night Waltz.
Join the couple swaying before the music halts. Close to my heart I'll press you to prove our love is not false. Sweetheart, let me caress you to the Wednesday night waltz. Join the couple swaying before the music halls. Close to my heart I'll press you to prove our love is not false. Sweetheart, let me caress you to the Wednesday night waltz.
Very pretty. Lee Stripling and bunch of pals, W.B. Reed, Tony Matz, Lee Stripling's father and uncle, but used to perform in the 1920s, I guess, as the Stripling Brothers. They were from from Alabama, and Lee Stripling learned a lot of music back then. And when I met him, about the time he recorded this album, he was just about 80 and quite a character. Also on that very interesting trip, I was fortunate enough to spend some time with this bloke.
We're living in amazing times before some big collapse. Best collect a few supplies as well as some good maps. If you're the type that must have guns, well, gather one or two. But realize that weaponry most likely won't save you. For a house that stands divided has no chance for survival. The only thing to pull us through is a general revival of our sense of the common good and our place in the scheme. We're tribal. We're not loners. Function best when we're a team. If we reinstate that attitude before some huge train wreck, it's possible that we could save our collective neck. Let's put aside the rhetoric, the posturing and bluster, and give ourselves half a chance finally to muster the good side of our nature, unselfish, kind, and giving. Maybe then our Mother Earth will let us go on living. Respect is what it's all about. Not the sort that's formed by fear, but that which springs alone from love, that which we hold most dear. Listen to the planet speak in your heart, that quiet voice. For it's crucial now that we make a life-affirming choice. For we're living in amazing times, before some big events. We don't need gear and guns and maps. We just need some common sense.
We crossed the broad Pecos, we forded the Nueces, we swam the Guadalupe, we followed the Brazos. Red River runs rusty, the Wichita clear, but down by the Brazos I courted my dear. I did, I did, I give me your hand. I did, I did, I give me your hand. I did, I did, I give me your hand. There's many a river that waters the land. The fair Angelina runs glossy and gliding. The crooked Colorado runs weaving and winding. The slow San Antonio, it crosses the plains. But I'll never walk by the Brazos again. Hi-da-da-dee-da-dee, I pull your boat on. Hi-da-da-dee-da-dee, I pull your boat on. Hi-da-da-dee-da-dee, I pull your boat on. My Brazos River sweetheart has left me and gone. She hugged me, she called me her dandy. The Trinity is muddy, the Brazos quick sandy. She hugged me, she kissed me, she called me her own. But down by the Brazos she left me alone. Hi did I deed, I give me your hand. Hi did I deed, I give me your hand. Hi did I deed, I give me your hand. There's many a river that waters the land. Now the girls of Wind River, they're plump and they're pretty. The Sabine and the Sulphur have many a beauty. On the banks of the Nachos, there's girls by the score. But down by the Brazos, I'll wander no more. Hi-da-da-dee, did I pull your boat on? Hi-da-da-dee, did I pull your boat on? Hi-da-da-dee, did I pull your boat on? My Brazos River sweetheart has left me and gone.
That's Dick Warwick, and he comes from a little town, or he lives outside on a ranch, a little town called Oaksdale, south of Spokane in Washington. He's a nice fella. He's been to Australia a few times, performed at festivals out here, but he's a rancher, and they've been doing it a bit tough in his part of the world just recently. They've had wildfires. Remember them, folks, last summer in Australia? Well, they've got them in the west of the US right now. And a town called Malden, not far from where Dick lives, was pretty much wiped out just recently. So that's what is happening in 2020. The world is going to hell in a handbasket, as some people might say. Anyway, Dick's okay, surviving, and I was pleased to exchange a few emails with him just recently. And that's two tracks from albums that he's recorded in these times and the Brazos River. He's a poet, a cowboy poet, that style of poetry. Dick Warwick, not Warwick, Warwick.
Thank you.
Definitely one note there that not all the instruments could quite get. Anyway, that was La Rumique et le Pinsan, a rondo of the Grand Londe that requires a very good balance and a lot of practice. Always a good thing. Always a good thing. That's from the featured album, Folk Music from Southwest France. That's the title of the album. And the artists are Le Goyat de Lado, a collective performance group. Interesting music. I think I said a while ago that the music, some of it may be a little bit repetitive, but they're dancers. It's dance music, so understandable. What else can I tell you about them? Their costumes? They used to wear clogs, but now they wear light sandals. But the boys still wear berets, broad red or black belts, a loose-fitting shirt, and the old woolen trabucs tight around their calves. The Stilters have always worn their sheepskin coats with the kuyun, or a gourd flask, at their side. Petiot and Goyatots. In this country where wealth was scarce, the girls would not wear superb clothes, but you would be impressed by their beautiful broad-striped skirts, dark, tight bodices, soft-coloured aprons, and their shimmering shawls. Right, of course you would. Featured album today on Come All Ye, and more from them in a little while. Couple of interesting tracks now. This is a group called the Ebony Hillbillies. Yeah, they're not exactly old and corny type musicians. They're a black American string band based in New York City. So there's a couple of interesting aspects to that. Black American string band for one and based in New York City for another. First track I'll play is their version of Darling Corey, a song that has been performed by lots of people and has been played on this program by lots of people. But the second one is Another Man Done Gone. Again, so maybe familiar, but this is the Black Lives Matter version. Another Man Done Gone, Hands Up, Don't Shoot. From an album called 5 Miles From Town, this is the Ebony Hillbillies.
Had his stone round her shoulders and banjo on her knee. Wake up, darling Corey. What makes you sleep so sound? Those revenue officers are coming. Gonna tell you still have us down.
Another man done wrong. He couldn't breathe.
He said 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 he couldn't breathe.
He didn't have a gun.
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 Hillbillies. Another man done gone, hands up, don't shoot. Black Lives Matter version. And Darling Corey. You're listening to Come All You with Bruce Cameron. Now, this program is going to air live on Sunday, the 20th of September. And it's Rosh Hashanah, start of the Jewish New Year. Not that I need that reason to play music from Jewish tradition, In fact, this next track isn't from Jewish tradition. It's from Cy Kahn, who is Jewish, but anything but a traditionalist. He was quite taken when the American president had a little difficulty pronouncing the name of a national park over there, Yosemite National Park. So Cy Kahn wrote a song about it. See what you think.
When they gaze upon Yosemites.
Yosemite? Wait, I got it. It's a shout-out for us. Yosemite, I've got some news for you. It's finally okay to be an American Jew. He spoke in front of four real presidents. Every word was covered. I haven't been this happy since bagels were discovered. Yosemite, have you heard the news? Our saintly Christian president gave a shout out to us Jews. But better wait a minute before you jump for joy. If you spell yo backwards, what you get is oi. He could have said yo Baptist, could have said yo Sikh. He could say yo Buddhist every time he speaks. He could have said Yoruba, but on that sacred day, in front of all the cameras, what did he choose to say? Yosemite, have you heard the news? Our saintly Christian president gave a shout out to us Jews. But better wait a minute before you jump for joy. If you spell yo backwards, what you get is oi, oi. This is the season, these high holy days. We gather in the synagogue to sing our songs of praise. Then on Yom Kippur, we hear those holy words. But the greatest celebration will come November 3rd. What a joy that day will be. We'll sing and dance and shout. So go get your mail-in ballot. It's time to vote him out. Yosemite, have you heard the news? Our saintly Christian president gave a shout out to us Jews. But better wait a minute before you jump for joy. If you spell yo backwards, what you get is oi, oi gefault, weh is mir, oi weh.
Oi weh!
Oi weh!
Oi weh!
Thank you.
little mazurka that time from the featured album, Le Guyat de Lado, the album Folk Music from Southwest France. That was Catherine au Casseau, Catherine in the Garden. A mazurka about, oh, 19th century mazurka, about the lady of the house who goes to the garden to pick fruit and vegetables. I don't think there are any other mazurkas on the album, but we'll have time for at least one more track from that featured album from Southwest France before we part company today. Next track comes from Rubus, R-U-B-U-S. No, not the detective from Edinburgh. That's Rebus. This is Rubus, and they're rather clever. We'll hear the Watchet Sailor. This is one of those songs about sailors coming home from sea and stealing the hearts of the ladies. You get the idea. You'll hear, this group includes a very distinctive female voice, Natalie Portman.
As I was a-walking down Watchet Swain Street, a jolly old shipmate I chanced for to meet. I said, hello, sailor, and welcome to home. It's season to watch it, I think you have come. Well, you remember once courting that pretty young maid. You've been so long gone now, she's going to be wed. And tomorrow at Bristol the wedding's to be, and I am invited this thing for to see. Jack went and got a license that very same night. He walked up to Bristol before it was light. Like a man who is mad. I'm ruined, I'm ruined, I'm ruined, he said. Come you have sweetheart, get wet while you may, or else them jack-tars, they will take them away.
Or 30 years since Jack first saw the light. He came into this world of woe one dark and stormy night. He was born aboard his father's ship as she was lying to, about 25 or 30 miles southeast of Baccaloo. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years away. Sailor. Jack was every inch a sailor. He was born upon the bright blue sea. When Jack grew up to be a man, he went to Labrador. He fished in Indian Harbor where his father fished before. On his return in the fog, he met a heavy gale and straight for Baffin Bay, about 90 knots an hour. And every time he'd blow a spray, he'd send it in a shower. Oh, now, says Jack unto himself, I must see what he's about. He caught the whale all by the tail, turned it inside out. Jack was every inch a sailor, 25 years a whaler. Jack was every inch a sailor, he was born upon the bright blue sea. He was born upon the bright blue sea.
Crikey, Jack was every inch a sailor. There's a second sailor-related song, that time from Wade Hillier. And Wade Hillier's song is on an album called Songs of Newfoundland and Labrador. If you're listening in Bathurst, you'll probably be aware of Dr. Robin McLaughlin. Rob was visiting a national historic site, Canadian National Historic Site, right up the top just about of Newfoundland, called Lance-O-Meadows. Lance-O-Meadows was a Viking settlement. Yes, folks, don't argue about it. The Vikings did get to North America. Anyway, Rob was there, and he met Wade Hillier, who was working there as a guy dressed as a Viking. So it's got to be true. Yes, that's from that album. Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Wade. We'll restore a little bit of sanity now with a couple of Irish tracks from a great trio called Sleeve Notes, music from the Sleeve Lucra area in southwest Ireland. The group, Matt Cranich, Donald Murphy and Tommy O'Sullivan, respectively play fiddle and accordion and guitar. Tommy also sings. They have some other people on the album as well, but we will hear a set of reels, the Providence reel, the Man of the House and Speed the Plough. Then I think I'll let them go on with a song. I haven't played this song very often on the program. It's called The Star of Logie Bay. Thank you.
ye ladies and ye gentlemen, I pray you lend an ear while I locate the residence of a lovely charmer fair. The curling of her golden locks first stole my heart away, and her place of habitation is down in Logie Bay. 'Twas on a summer's evening this little place I found. I met her aged father, who did me sore confound, saying, if you dress my daughter, I'll send her far away, and she never will return again while you're in Logie Bay. How could you be so cruel, alas, to part me from my love? Her tender Venus was no fairer, nor the lovely month of May. May heaven above send down its love on the star. Very next morning he went to St. John's Town and engaged for her a passage on a vessel outward bound. He robbed me of my heart's delight and sent her far away, and left me here downhearted for the star of Logie Bay. Oh, now I'll go a-roaming, I can no longer stay. I'll search the wide world over and every country. I'll search in vain through France, likewise Mary Kay, till I shall sight my heart's delight, the star of Logie Bay.
Two of brandy and something for to eat at 6 o'clock this evening.
and the abbot 12 o'clock. I put on the shirt and apron and steered for Croman's Wharf. The captain says, "Now, Jack, I thought you were to Windsor bound. You might have got a better suit than that for £30. I might have got a better suit if I had got the chance. I met a girl in Barrack Street, she took me to a dance. I dance me own destruction, now I'm struck from head to feet. I swear that I will go no more down in Barrack Street."
Three young voices at the time, I guess they're still comparatively young singers, Hannah Elizabeth, Jess Distill and Kathy Pilkington made up the trio called Said the Maiden. The album was A Curious Tale. That was Barrack Street. Best known version, I guess, of Barrack Street is from Nick Jones. I think it was on Penguin Eggs, is one of his early albums. Alistair Fraser joins the program now. He's a formidable talent, composer and, of course, master Scottish fiddler. He's recorded a lot, and in 1999, he recorded an album with a great Scottish guitarist named Tony McManus. The album is called Return to Kintail. We won't hear that tune. We're going to hear Ross's Reel No. 4 and Reichswald Forest. First one, Ross's Reel No. 4, Alistair Fraser says it's a tune from the New England fiddle tradition. Well, I didn't know that. The second one, Reichswald Forest, a tune composed by the Cape Breton fiddler and composer Dan R. MacDonald. Dan R. enlisted in the army during the war, Second World War, and he ended up overseas with a forestry battalion to work in European forests, hence the name of the tune, Reichswald Forest, and Ross's Reel No. 4, which is a ripper. Thank you.
It was good one time, everything was mighty fine. The coal tipples roared day and night. But things, they got slow for no reason that I know. And the ill winds, they hove in sight. Now the mines all closed down, everybody laid around. There wasn't very much that you could do, except stand in the line, get your rations script on time. Woman, I could see it killing you. Now the soft new snows of December lightly fall round. Saw that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound. It's been coming on, I knew you soon would be gone. Leaving crossed your mind every day. Then you said to me, things are bad at home, you see. I think I'd better be on my way. I should blame you now, I never could somehow. For a miner's wife you weren't cut out to be. Well, it wasn't what you thought, just some dreams, Lord, you bought when you left your home and ran away with me. Now the soft new snows of December lightly fall my cabin round. So that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown haired Becky Richmond bound. All my cabin round. So that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound. So that last train from Poor Valley, taking brown-haired Becky Richmond bound.
Think it worked out by now what the name of that track is? Last Train from Poor Valley, that's correct. Norman Blake, from an album called The Fields of November. Now, another and final track from the featured album. This is Cordon Bleu, C-O-R-D-O-U-N, it's Cordon, and B-L-U is blue. So they're just being perverse because they've got their own language and they'll spell it any way they like. So, Blue Ribbon, obviously, Cordon Bleu. In the old days, it was awarded to girls who danced best. It was also the dance of the female cooks. So here are Le Goyats de l'Adour. L'Adour is the river, or Adour is the river. It's not much of a river, really. 50 k's, I suppose, long, from Dax. Flows south, runs into another river, and that's the end of it. Anyway, here they are.
Thank you.
Ribbon Cordon Bleu from the featured album Folk Music from Southwest France. The group is Le Goyat de Lado. We heard, I suppose I should tell you who they are, just in case you run into them in the street and you want to congratulate them. Janine Lasserre plays the hurdy-gurdy, or the vielle. Christian Dubin played accordion. Chantal Mora plays accordion and fife. Audrey Durrell, accordion and fife. Elodie Cusserat-Bourg, clarinet and fife. And Luc Villain also plays fife, just to be sure. And we did hear a track with a whole bunch of fifes in it earlier in the program. That mazurka was all fifes, wasn't it? The album was recorded in Quebec in collaboration with the Festival Mondial de Culture, which is held in Drummondville, or was. I don't know whether it still is, but interesting album it is. And the photographs of those guys on stilts is quite fascinating. Thank you for your company today. Stick around, or come back, I should say, and we'll do it all again next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. You've been listening to Come All Ye on your community FM station, 2MCE. We'll go out with Gordon McIntyre and Kate Delaney.
Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hingy-handan. Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hingy-handan. Dance your shadow when it's good to be living, lad. Dance your shadow when there's nothing better near. Dance your shadow when it's good to be living, lad. Dance your shadow when there's nothing better near. Hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, har-da-da-ro. Hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, har-da-ro. Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hen-gy-handan. Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hen-gy-handan. There are chills in the river otter, pools in the river water, pools in the river and the river calls him. There are chills in the river otter, pools in the river water, pools in the river and the river calls him. Hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, har-da-ro. Hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, har-da-ro. Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hen-gy-handan. Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hen-gy-handan. Dance your shadow when it's good to be living, lad. Dance your shadow when there's nothing better near. Dance your shadow when it's good to be living, lad. Dance your shadow when there's nothing better near. Hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, har-da-ro. Hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, hen, har-da-da-hen, har-da-ro. Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hen-gy-handan. Ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-ho-ro, har-da-da-hen-gy-handan.